This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. This story, it just needs to reach a conclusion. I think it's an embarrassment to everybody involved and, of course, terrible to the victims. What am I talking about? It's the Malka Leifa story. Just for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, what is the quick summary of the story and what's the latest?
A quick summary is that Malka Leifa, who comes from Australia, there are 74 charges involving allegations that she sexually abused at least 8 children during her time as principal of the Adas Israel School in Melbourne. And that's between 2003 and 2008. In 2008, she went off to Israel, where she has been for the last 10, now 11 years. And there have been attempts to extradite her to Australia. It has gone to the courts in Israel on more than 50, that is 50, occasions. However, no order for extradition to Australia has been made, as the lawyers continue to argue that she is unfit to stand trial due to an alleged mental state. Now, why is this in the news yet again? Because there has been consternation about the fact that Israel's Deputy Health Minister, Yaakov Litzman, was interrogated by Israeli police 2 months ago over allegations that dealt with Jerusalem psychiatrist to pressure him to issue a false assessment that Malka Leifa should not be extradited because of mental issues. And so why is this in the news yet again? Because just in the last couple of days, some senior Australian politicians who were visiting Israel had a meeting with the same Yaakov Litzman, Israel's deputy health minister, over different issues. And the meeting was set up by the Israel-Australia Chamber of Commerce. And it did so, it has apologized for setting up that meeting. And it said it did so unknowingly, unaware that Yaakov Litzman is alleged to have meddled in the court proceedings affecting Malka Leifa. So the Israel-Australia Chamber of Commerce has apologized for setting up this meeting between Israel's Deputy Health Minister and Australian politicians. The Deputy Health Minister alleged to have intervened to help keep Malka Leifa in Israel. So it's a major issue. And then going back to where we started the conversation, an increasing number of Australian representative Jewish organizations have spoken out publicly now, saying that the allegations of interference in this whole judicial process, alleged interference, I have to say, raise questions about the integrity of the handling of the case, raise questions about the integrity of Israel's much vaunted judicial system, which has always been one of Israel's many shining lights. And the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, our national body, issued a statement saying, we call upon acting Prime Minister Netanyahu, this came out just before the election, to announce an official inquiry into the allegations and to confirm that Litzman will not be appointed to any executive office, because Litzman's party won 8 seats in the recent Israeli elections. So he has some influence. He holds some number of seats there. So the issue continues muddling along, and in a very unsatisfactory way. Unsatisfactory, first and foremost, obviously, for those who alleged that they were abused by this person, by this individual.
Well, that's a sad thing. Is of course that's who gets lost along the way, are the victims of this alleged crimes. It's a real problem that nobody is seeing justice done. And you know, we keep saying alleged because we would be very, very careful not to accuse somebody, you know, not to label somebody guilty
that's
until
right.
proven. But the point is that Malka Leifa has done everything she can to stay out of court. And at some point, I believe that if you've obstructed it to this extent, then I think you kind of lose that privilege, because you know, it's very common. We see it often here in South Africa. We've seen it with state capture. President Jacob Zuma saying, you know, I want my day in court. I want to prove my innocence, and then he spends the next 10 years fighting to keep out of court. You know, it makes you somewhat suspicious of the of those statements.
And then adding to this whole matzah pudding is that this deputy health minister, his political party, which is called the United Torah Judaism, which won 8 seats in the recent general election and could feasibly be a coalition partner in Israel's next government. And if it is, then it begs the question, is it going to have a say in continuing this, lack of extradition to the Australian court system?
Absolutely. It's very, very frightening indeed. Another crazy story is an Australian Muslim doctor subject to hate campaign over charity work with Jews and with Israel. Tell us the story.
So a couple of weeks ago we mentioned that there was a very inspirational dinner, I have to say, it was called Project Rosanna. And Project Rosanna was set up 6 years ago by Hadassah Australia, which is connected to Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, which is well known. And the project was called Project Rosanna. It was named for a Palestinian girl, who was saved by doctors at Hadassah in Israel after falling from an apartment block in Ramallah in the West Bank. So fast forwarding, a Jewish businessman in Melbourne, his name is Ron Finkel, set up Project Rosanna here in Australia to fundraise for an Israeli-Palestinian medical program where sick Palestinian children would obtain treatments in Israeli hospitals to help train Palestinian doctors and nurses and medical professionals, etc. So the immediate beneficiary of this Project Rosanna is Palestinian children and who can benefit from the medical system. So 2 week before last year in Sydney was a fundraising dinner for this Project Rosanna. And one of the patron supporters of this Project Rosanna is an inspirational man here in Sydney called Dr. Jamal Rifi, who's one of the shining lights of the Lebanese Muslim community here in Sydney. And he has been known over the years for speaking out strongly against all forms of bigotry, racism, intolerance, all of that. He was at this dinner, at this Project Rosanna dinner, and he has now become the target of an anti-Semitic hate campaign because of his involvement with Jews, his involvement supporting an Israeli-Palestinian project, and he's been branded an enemy by pro-Iranian, pro-Hezbollah activists in his own community right here because his charity has Jewish members. And I understand that there's been a report of everything I've just said in a newspaper, a Hezbollah newspaper in Lebanon. So Dr. Rifi has turned to the police here in Sydney to investigate threats against him and his family. And it's really a very disillusioning story.
Terrible.
Somebody who's doing humanitarian work and for the Palestinian children, no less, to be subjected to this.
It's really, really very, very disturbing. Finally, an Australian appointed to World Chair of Keren Hayesod and IUA. Tell us about this.
Just very quickly. So in the past, we've mentioned the Lowy family. Frank Lowy came out here. He lost his father in the Holocaust, fought in Israel's War of Independence as a 18-year-old, and then together with a partner set up Westfield, which is today, I think it's the largest shopping center conglomerate worldwide. So one of his, and Frank is now in his 80s, and the family have actually sold out of Westfield. So one of his sons, Stephen, he has three sons. One lives in the States, two live here in Sydney. Stephen Lowy, who's a man probably in his early 50s now, has just been appointed world chair of Keren Hayesod United Israel Appeal. And he actually becomes, interestingly, the second Australian to hold this post, after a former, after a Melbourne person, Mark Liebler, who held the post about 10 years ago. So,
incredible.
Nice story.
That is a nice story.
Recognition for the Australian Jewish community. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Vic Aladev, thank you, as always, for the Australian Report. We'll chat to Vic next week, same time, same place. Time is 6:27.